time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Valentine's Day comes a little early this year, thanks to the VA and Earnest Financial. It's Valentine's for Veterans, Friday, February 7th at 7 p.m. Come out to the VA building in Tuskegee, trip the Light Fantastic to the sounds of Fat Daddy, and get a special gift from Elvis. For ticket information, call 334-272-4748. Ask for Earl Hawkins. And remember, for veterans, family, and friends of veterans, admission is absolutely free. It's Valentine's for Veterans, Friday, February 7th at 7 p.m. at the VA building in Tuskegee, 2400 Hospital Road. Come see Elvis and dance the night away with Fat Daddy. For ticket information, call 334-272-4748. Ask for Earl Hawkins. And remember, for veterans, family, and friends of veterans, admission is absolutely free. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial LLC.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT ALEA, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Start with Lowe's and save big to update your bathroom. Because when you spend up to $1,000 or more on select vanities, faucets, toilets, and more during our bath event, you can get up to $250 back via Lowe's gift card rebate. And shop our store and save event to pick up an Edsel 72-inch by 48-inch 5-tier steel freestanding shelving unit for $10 less, now $79.98. Whatever it takes to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 2-5, U.S. only.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think you're going to like a lot of what you're going to hear about the rest of the weekend forecast. For tonight, kind of chilly, partly cloudy, overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, Super Bowl Sunday, beautiful weather, high temperatures mid to upper 60s, sunshine, great day. We'll be near 70 on Monday as we start the new week, dry, then scattered showers returning Monday night, then periods of rain and thunderstorms Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Boy, doesn't it? And we have Frank. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys.
Thanks for calling back, buddy. How are you?
Ain't no problem. I just get old, you know how it is.
I do know how it is, believe me.
Hey,
it's
Frank,
not the age. Know. Sometimes it's not the age, it's the mileage, Frank.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, the first off, the Boston's point about the thrashing floor. That's
yes.
An extremely interesting study. I can't wait to hear what Boston has to say
me
on it
either.
Because I've got some thoughts on it, too, but... the reason I'm calling tonight, because I know Bo talked about it earlier, tonight may be Melchizedek night, but I've got some thoughts on Melchizedek. But let me ask you guys this question first. Who do you think he was, actually?
I'm going to let Postman answer that.
He wasn't physically born. He actually ascended, you know, to the planet. And I don't know what race he was from, or
where he originated.
Yeah, where he originated from, or I know he was in a priestly line. Probably was a priestly line that was going to be set up here first on Earth, but. I think Moses messed that up, or somebody did, and it got sent back to the Levitical tribe, the priestly line.
Okay.
What say ye, Frank?
Well, let me say, because I don't like to talk about anything unless I've done a bunch of research on it and have some facts to back it up.
Oh, sure.
But I also want to qualify this with the fact, like most anything I talk about doesn't mean I'm right, okay?
Sure.
It just means I've done some research and have some facts I'd like to share, okay?
Fair enough.
So who was Melchizedek? First of all, was he Shem? And I caution everybody to be very careful associating Melchizedek with Noah or Shem or anything to do with the ark, okay? And the reason I say that is because a lot of people, over 25 million of them, believe at this fact that he was Shem, and they try to back it up with the Bible. And many members of the LDS Church believe Shem, the son of Noah and the father of the Semitic races, and Melchizedek, the famous priest to whom Abraham paid tithes, are the same. And then they back this up with the Book of Mormon, and the Book of Mormon writers possess the old. They believe that they possess Old Testament scriptures far superior to what we currently have in our Bible.
Negative, okay? Gus Rider.
Yeah, let that sink in. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I just caution you on that.
Oh,
the
sure.
answer to that is no. He was not Shem, because we know his genealogy. Was he Michael, the archangel?
Wow.
Maybe now, you know,
talks about
you know,
that.
Oh, my goodness. It's
you read his mind again, Frank. You mind reader,
yeah,
you?
I've got some thoughts on that. But
yeah.
Let me keep going.
That's the next place I was going right there because I have found some research on that for sure.
I have too. Okay.
Yeah.
Was he Jesus?
Whoa.
The answer is no.
No.
His priesthood was after the order of Melchizedek. Okay. Was he God? Interesting thought on that. I'll just put that out there as kind of food for thought. Let's do some research with some backup.
Okay.
Go to Genesis 14, where Melchizedek was first introduced. And by the way, if he was just, this was the only discussion about Melchizedek in Genesis 14, we'd never be talking about him now, and nobody else would be, okay? And Abraham blessed Melchizedek after the Nine Kings War, and Lot was captured in Genesis 14:17. After the return of the defeat of Shebenar, and the kings that were over him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him in the valley of Shavah, that is the king's valley, and Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought him out bread and wine, okay? He was a priest of the God Most High, and he blessed him. Now, put a comma there, because bread and wine is a theme throughout the entire Bible, including the Lord's Supper, okay?
Right.
By the way, you'll find that in 1 Corinthians 11:23, but... Then he goes on and says, blessed be Abraham by God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed by God Most High. And you got to remember, God Most High was a Gentile term for God, okay?
Okay.
And who has delivered your enemies out of your hand now. And he gave tithes of all. In other words, Abraham gave tithes to Melchizedek. This is huge, guys, okay?
Wow.
It means that all coming priests and priesthoods are subservient to Melchizedek, including the Levitic priesthood, all right?
Wow.
And remember, every detail in the Bible is there for a purpose.
That's right.
Let's start with his name. Melchizedek means king of righteousness, and it's an old Canaanite name, meaning my king is the God said it, okay? My king is righteousness.
Okay.
The meaning of the similar Hebrew cognate Salem is what would later become Jerusalem. Melchizedek was from Canaan. And remember, this is Abraham. Israel did not exist yet. And Salem was a city under Canaanite rule.
Yes.
And Melchizedek was not Jewish because, you know, Jewish didn't exist yet. Okay.
Right.
As far as a religion or, you know, and so forth.
Oh, sure.
Okay, now go to Psalms 10. I'm sorry, Psalms 110. The set of my right hand. It's called the song, Psalm of David. The Lord sits at my right hand, set up my right hand, and I will make your enemies my footstool. And then he goes on to say, the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And several times in the New Testament, it affirms the deity of Jesus Christ. But here's where it gets extremely interesting. You go to Hebrews 7, the priestly order of Melchizedek. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, that Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, the nine kings, and blessed him. And to him, Abraham approached a tenth part of everything. And then it goes on and says, he was without father, mother, or genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor the end of life, but resembling the Son of God, and he continues a priest forever. Okay? Put a comma there. I'll come back to that in a minute.
Okay.
Let's go. Have you ever heard? I know you know you've heard the Dead Sea Scrolls,
of course.
But the Dead Sea Scrolls, 11Q13, column 2, okay, and it's very extensive. I listened to it for about 5 hours yesterday, and about 7 hours the day before. Okay, in the last day, it talks about Jubilees. It quotes Leviticus, but this is the Dead Sea Scrolls. Then the Day of Atonement, and it says to proclaim the Jubilees to the captives. To the captives, and from the inheritance of Melchizedek, for Melchizedek will return to them that is rightfully theirs. Then in the Day of Atonement shall fall the 10th Jubilee period, which you will see atoned for the sons of light and the people who are predestinated to Melchizedek. And it goes on and on and on, but this is what really captures. Remember when we talked about Psalm 82, the divine counsel?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning what Scripture says, how long will you judge unjustly and show partiality with this wicked? Psalm 82. The interpretation applies to Belial, which is Satan, and the spirits predestined to him. And bottom line is, the first temple Jews are saying, you divine being, Melchizedek, will deliver us from the power of Belial, which is Satan, concerning what Scripture says. Okay? So now, you've got, but remember, to me, there's a two-part test, guys. There's the Bible and there's the Dead Sea Scrolls, and they've got to coincide with each other.
Right.
That's why I keep talking about Enoch. Okay, Enoch's in the Dead Sea Scrolls.
That's right.
And the Bible confirms Enoch.
Yes.
But there's a caveat here, okay? But it gets even more interesting because if you go down, have you ever heard of what's called the war of the sons of light against the sons of darkness, or the war rule, or the rule of war, or the war scroll? It's all the same thing.
I haven't.
Okay. Yeah. It's in the Dead Sea Scrolls. It was found at Quorum Cave 1. When the leader of a battling angel is mentioned in these texts, he is almost always either Michael or Melchizedek.
Wow.
It seems clear that these two identified, at least in some circles, okay? In medieval Hebrew texts, also identified Melchizedek with Michael.
Wow.
So now you've got the Dead Sea Scrolls, and they're talking about the possibility of Melchizedek being God or Michael, or associated with Michael, okay?
Yeah.
But if you go take your research a bit further, it says, without father and mother, that has to imply divine predication.
Uh-huh.
Okay? If it's relative to human terms, it would discredit him from being a priest. And you got to remember, he was the first priest ever mentioned in the Bible, way before Israel established priesthood. Okay?
Right.
He's without genealogy, means unbegotten or of divine intervention.
Wow.
With no genealogy, he could not qualify for Levitical priesthood. But meaning his priesthood would have no beginning or no end is not tied to human lineage. Remember, he's a priest because God said so, and he has no end because God said so. Okay?
Right.
And people make way too much out of this study, which I have done for 40 years, until I went back and listened to this again. He is a priest because God said so, and because there's no end because God said so. And either beginning of end or end of life. It is still in existence today, what's called Melchizedek priesthood. Okay?
Okay.
Is Melchizedek resembles Jesus? No. Or does Jesus resemble Melchizedek? The answer to that question, from what I found on this week's research, is that Melchizedek resembles Jesus. And he was made by God to resemble Jesus, and I think Bo touched on this a little bit earlier, because Adam is mentioned in Romans 5. In other words, Jesus would be the second Adam to take away the sin brought by Adam. Okay? So, in a sense, Jesus is the second Adam. But when Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek, it legitimized him as the priest most high. He was a human priest, period.
Okay.
Nothing in the Bible backs up what was said in the Dead Sea Scrolls or the War Scrolls. Nothing. You've got to have two texts, at least to me anyway, two texts.
I agree.
The Dead Sea Scrolls and then the Bible.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, one last thought.
Mm-hmm.
There's only three people in the Bible ever mentioned as kings and priests. And I'll let you do some research on this, but it's very, very interesting, okay?
Okay.
Only three groups of people or people. The first is Melchizedek, the second is Jesus, and the third is redeemed of Jesus. Go to Revelation 1:6. And hath made us kings and priests under God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Melchizedek was a priest of the God Most High from Canaanite ancestry, okay? And remember, he met Abraham. Abraham set up and established through his lineage the nation of Israel, okay?
Right.
He had no mother, no father, no genealogy. He was placed there by God because God could, okay? To me, it's just that simple.
Yeah, I've got you.
Okay, I mean, thoughts?
Frank?
You get cut off?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Any thoughts on that?
Wow.
Well, the research that I've done on Melchizedek, the conclusion I came to in research said that it was a physical existence of of the archangel Michael, because the name Melchizedek is the first part of the name is Michael, pretty much. It translates into the name Michael, but I hadn't actually done a whole lot of research on it, because there's not a whole lot out there to actually come to a real solid conclusion about who he was. But
no.
But it actually,
that's on purpose, I think. That's on purpose.
Yes, it is. It is. And all the esoteric texts that would have the truth in it is not even online, you know. But
yeah.
I'm sure the Vatican knows who he is. You know, but he did. He was preached over Jerusalem before Jerusalem became Jerusalem, you know.
Yeah, because Salem, like I say, was a Canaanite city and later became Jerusalem.
Right.
Okay? And it was in the same town, same area, and same everything. But the fact of the matter is, he's got to be one of four, you know, different, you know, either Seth, okay, or he's got to be Michael, or he's got to be Jesus, or he's got to be God. He's going to be one of the four. Okay?
Wow.
But I don't know if anybody can prove exactly who he was, is the bottom line. I just throw that out there for people to thought, because it's an extremely interesting,
maybe one of those deals that God doesn't want us to know.
Yeah, I think that's probably
maybe
what it
one
is.
Of his secrets.
Yeah, but
just to see if we're paying attention.
You know, that the Dead Sea Scrolls are really interesting, but like I say, it 11Q13, column 2. Look it up and read it yourself, because you'll be shocked at what's in there, okay?
Yep.
But the problem is it's not verified anywhere in the Bible. It's so vague, other than when he talks about, you know, Jesus and his relevance to Melchizedek. So,
right.
Anyway, I just thought I'd throw it in, because Bo mentioned it last week and asked if I knew anything about it. So there's my 2 cents worth for it.
Great. Good. Thank you, Frank.
Anyway, guys, as usual, great show, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you for contributing. Take care, my friend.
All right.
All right, guys, we're late for a break, but Frank's got to have his say. He's kind of like Miss Connie. He gets to do what he wants to do in this program.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Certus from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill those fitness goals for 2020. Get in on this short-term offer now. Don't wait. Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, welcome to Clearing the Air. This has been the fastest program. It's like every week. It's like boom, 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 hour, it's gone. I wish I had known Jay was going to do another repeat. I'd ask him for those 2 hours, because we could do 6 hours, couldn't we?
I believe so.
I think we could probably do 12 if we wanted to, if my voice would hold on. Because there's so much going on right now. And the one topic that I kept running into doing research for the show this week was, while they were doing this BS impeachment, what is it that was going on they were trying to keep us from focusing on? I kept running across that everywhere. Part of it is the replacement of the infamous NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement. And a lady has written a really good paper on it, and it's not good. It's just as bad as NAFTA was, if not worse. I'm going to do some more. I want to do a little more study and research on it. We'll get into that next weekend. But Trump has already signed it, as I understand it, which is terrible. You know, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but they're giving America away. They've given our country away. And the thing is, most of these politicians, because Hank Johnson kind of throws that whole thing out the window. The guy who thought Guam was going to tip over if they put too many troops on it, he's a moron. But for the most part, these politicians are not stupid. They're intelligent. A lot of them are you know, went to Yale, Harvard, universities like that. They know exactly what they're doing. These are not unintended consequences. I think it's all done on purpose. And remember, anything they say, they're speaking in Luciferian speak, which is they're speaking in reverse. They're telling you the opposite of what they mean. That's how they roll. That's what they do. They're Luciferians. I believe that with all my heart. And look at who runs this world, you know. I talked earlier about Bob Dylan and where we got the commander of the unseen world. Bob Dylan wasn't kidding when he said that. Who would kid around like that on national TV? Bob Dylan wasn't kidding, folks. You have to understand, this is Satan's world. And because of that, he can do whatever he wants to. So he does. He rewards those people who do, who follows the narrative that he wants followed. He rewards them. They get a choice to do whatever they want to do. You know, they have all the money, all the sex, all the drugs, whatever they want. It gives them enough rope, and invariably they hang themselves one way or the other.
Yeah, and when they reach that pinnacle, I mean, the only thing they tell them to do is thy will.
Yep.
So they have at it.
I mean,
it's a, you know, it's no holds barred after that.
Exactly.
Either you, you know, you can, you know, just do what you want to do until you're out of esteem, pretty much.
Yeah, until it's game over. Yeah. And the thing is, like I said earlier, I think Satan has the option of redeeming your soul anytime he wants to. And I don't know what the formula is. I don't know why some he redeems earlier than he does others. I mean, he took James Dean when he was in his 20s. He took a lot of rock and rollers when they were 27. You have to ask yourself, why were they so successful when there's a lot of undiscovered talent out there that are better than most of the people you hear on the radio? I mean, it doesn't make sense until you factor in that they've made a deal. They've made a deal with the dark side.
It's done by numerology.
What do you mean? Explain that. I don't mean to throw you under the bus. I mean,
well,
I really don't understand that.
Well, I mean, when you cut that deal, this is one variation I've heard is that when you cut that deal with him, you know, you have to actually sign the contract
in blood.
In blood, yeah, in your own blood.
I've heard that.
And then if you breach the contract, there's a number, and it usually corresponds with a year, and or a date or an hour.
Okay.
You know that or who knows? It could be a coordinate on a map. You know.
Yeah.
It's just that deep.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And believe it or not, where these people die makes a difference.
Where they die?
Yeah, where they die. It's a sign to them.
Wow.
That if they breach the contract.
So they're the ones that are trying to get out of giving up their souls.
Most of the time, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting. Well, let's hit this break, post, and I want to continue this when we get back. This is fascinating to me. Folks, we'll be back for the final 30 minutes here in about 5 minutes.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. I think you're going to like a lot of what you're going to hear about the rest of the weekend forecast. For tonight, kind of chilly, partly cloudy, overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, Super Bowl Sunday, beautiful weather, high temperatures mid to upper 60s, sunshine, great day. We'll be near 70 on Monday as we start the new week, dry, then scattered showers returning Monday night, then periods of rain and thunderstorms Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Good music. I heard this music for the first time. Lynn and I were in Las Vegas for a Suzuki dealer show. This was many, many years ago, and they were playing this music. And I'm like, what in the world is that? I like that. Someone else.
You know what it sounded like?
About it. What?
It sounded like a music that was played at a party the Saturday night before December 7th, 1941.
Probably exactly what it was.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It's good music. I like it.
Swing music.
It's good, clean music with no profanity in it. Now, the name of the band ain't so good. It's Cherry Poppin' Daddies. But other than that, wow. That's the name of the band, which is terrible. But it is what it is. I like the song. I'm not particularly big fans of the band, but I do like the song. I was telling the guys before we went to break, Belmarsh Prison, the inmates over there have revolted in support of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, and they moved him out of solitary confinement. That's awesome that even the inmates over there understand how important what WikiLeaks has done. But yet it's still being ignored, yet Trump, who's supposedly our protector, he's not our savior, folks. He's not. He's our protector. Trump has yet to get him over here. Trump had better get that man over here and release him, if there's anything left of his mind when he gets him over here. But he has been moved out of solitary confinement. Now he can have normal social interactions with 40 other inmates. That's a good thing, because they have been punishing and torturing that man. It's been bad. Because when you, Ellis Chuck Scumbag Schumer says, the deep state has 40 ways to Sunday to get back at you. Yes, they do, and they've been getting back at Assange for all the truth he's been telling. Because, you know, in these days of such deception, telling the truth is a noble and very dangerous thing to do. And I stole that. I don't remember who it was I stole from, but I stole that. And it's so, so true, folks. I said this earlier, but speaking from experience, I don't know that there's a worse feeling than being a normal person and have something out of the ordinary happen to you. It gets harder and harder to deal with. And I got to tell you, you find yourself in tears, on the brink of a mental breakdown when this stuff keeps loading up on you. One of the harder facets of this experience is not being able to convince people to simply look for themselves. You know, I've never had any intention of trying to make people believe me just because it's me telling them something. You know, I'm against that on any and all levels. I simply want people to look where I know these things are happening, and yet no one seems to do it. I've asked people to take the red grape juice spit test, but no one has. And I'm at my wit's end with this. I don't know what to do. As the days grow longer and more similar in every kind of way, my mind grows weary and full of dread with little to no hope in sight. It's one thing to know you're sick, but just don't want to go see your doctor. It's another thing altogether to know that what ails you is not believed by the medical community. You know, when I read about the latest in what's becoming a long line, a procession, if you will, of plagues that will, according to mainstream news, decimate mankind, I don't get scared. I'm not fearful at all. I'm not even concerned, because I'm already infected with a bioweapon, which some might call a plague. It doesn't matter to me. I don't believe for a minute that this stuff's going to take out a third of the population or whatever. I mean, I just don't. I'm not worried about it, because what I got going on is probably worse than that. I don't know. But I think the fact that none of these truthers are mentioning nanotechnology really concerns me. Because when you look at the NASA war document, it clearly states that they will be using nanotechnology with pre-programmed biological missions. And take that as you wish. But think about what I just said. This is the United States Air Force in a paper back in the year 2000 was said they will be dropping swarms of smart dust with pre-programmed biological missions. What do you think that means? That means you're going to go outside, this stuff's going to float down, because what goes up must come down. You're going to breathe it in, it's going to hit your olfactory, immediately go into your blood, it's going to go wherever it's programmed to go, and it's going to do whatever it's programmed to do. That should scare you. At least it should concern you. But I got a feeling it doesn't. I got a feeling nobody really believes me or nobody cares. It's weird. I don't know what else to do about it, you know? I don't. There's a man named Lloyd Marcus who's a black researcher and writer, and he's written a really good article about California. Now, as many of you know by now, California, to me, it's always seemed to be the testbed for the all-new draconian New World Order, all the laws that they always test it in California, then it usually spreads to the other, 57 states, as Obama says, like a plague, which we already talked about, the coronavirus. But one of the writers at News with Views noticed and wrote about it, and it's the aforementioned gentleman, Lloyd Marcus. He talks about California's democratically run nightmare is spreading nationally. He put a very good video. I put it out on Clear in the Air. It's a video about a job interview with a transgender. And it's pretty funny. If you get a chance, go to our Clear in the Air page. Take a look at it. Because, you know, what do you do? What do we do? You know, every Democratic presidential candidate basically is saying, screw you, mainstream America. We're going to pander to the transgenders. Even though that's like 3% or maybe less than that of the population, they're pandering to them. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. But the one thing Marcus said that I was so happy to finally hear someone of color say this. Transphobia is the paramount civil rights issue of the current era. That's what Joe Biden said. He tweeted this. Transphobia is the paramount civil rights issue of the current era. Now, what Marcus says is, as a proud American who happens to be black, it offends the heck out of me that a behavior that's is absurdly deemed the same as the racial discrimination fought by my late father and his fellow black civil rights pioneers. Finally, someone of color publicly reacted the way I have long felt that the so-called leaders of color should have reacted when this was first said. How can the Jesse Jacksons and all the so-called black leaders sit back and listen to this garbage and not say, wait a minute, Martin Luther King was killed trying to get the blacks to be respected as they should have been respected, just like the white people. They killed him for that. But you're telling me that some guy who wants to be a woman, that's more important or just as important? That is patently absurd. It's an abomination before God's what it is. I don't understand that. To me, that just shows me what kind of person Jesse Jackson and the other one, whatever his name is, the one that owes $6 million federal income tax that he hadn't paid but could come and go in the Obama White House. Doesn't matter. It's
okay. Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton, yes. It's unbelievable. Elizabeth Warren is pledging to reverse Trump's ban on transgenders in the military. She also vows that transgenders will be well represented in her administration. Bernie Sanders tweeted, transgender rights are human rights. We're going to fight to end all form of discrimination and violence against our trans family. He even hung a transgender pride flag outside of his office. You would think these people are 90% of the voters, the way they're pandering to them. I don't get it. Unless this is all about the transmogrification of God's greatest creation. That's human beings. And that's what it's all about, folks. It's about messing with God's creation. It's about bastardizing everything good God has created. That's what this is about. Because look at who runs this world, Satan. He hates God, and you know who he hates worse than God? He hates us. Because God said, I know you're made of fire. I know you're a supreme being. But you're going to bow down to these people that I made out of dirt. Because God made us out of dirt. The Bible says that. He breathed the breath of life into us, but he made us out of the dirt of this planet. And here's Satan, the supreme being, forged by fire, or was it fire or light?
It was a smokeless fire.
God's the boss, is telling him, you're going to bow down to these people. And he's like, what? What? You just made out of dirt. They're dirt people.
Yeah, and he was a magnificent creature.
Exactly.
But he wasn't made in the image of God.
No, the bright and morning star. Beautiful creation. Yeah. And God's telling him, you're going to bow down. That's why he hates us. That's why he wants to put his throne above that of the Most High. That's why this New World Order, this whole control matrix, it's, you know what it's about? It's about us worshiping Satan. That's what it's about.
Yeah, that's what it was about. Because he found out after God had created Adam, and he didn't animate him, as soon as he created him. And Satan would just come and the story I heard, Satan would just come and just look at him. And
I'm sure he just detested him.
Yeah. And every time he'd come and look at him, he'd hate him more and more and more. Because later on, he found out that the royal order of the Shekar, which is a reptilian branch that he belonged to, was going to be replaced by the humans.
Couldn't have that.
No, that's why he hated us so.
Yep.
And
despises us.
And right now we were on track with Adam to actually do that, and it would have been done a lot earlier. It would have been done thousands of years ago, but he usurped Adam's house.
That would be the Garden of Eden, right?
Right. Uh huh. Yeah, he took over his house, and that put that plan on hold. And so, and it's taken somewhere between, somewhere in the order. It's hard to put an exact number on it. It's been thousands of years since that happened, and we're just now getting close to having that corrected.
Yep. Here we go. All right. This is the last break of the night we're going to take, folks. Show's almost over. Unreal.
Whoa.
272-9228. I just realized I haven't given the number out all night. 272-9228. That's 272-9228. 972-9228. We'll be right back. Oh, 3 minutes. It's pretty close.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net, the Goodson Group, 551-0225.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, welcome back to the final segment of tonight's Clearing the Air 4-Hour episode. We do 4 hours every Saturday night from 6 till 10 here in Bluewater, WACV 93.1 FM. We have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
I was just calling about your more gallons.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if you had ever talked to Carl Schmidt from the herb shop about it.
No, but Jason has been on me about that for, gosh, what, 2 years?
Yes, at least 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Go. the reason I'm saying that is because I had gone to the ER at one of the local hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him all these symptoms, and literally I walked out. The whole report was off. It was false. So I didn't get diagnosed correctly.
Yeah.
I walked in and talked to him in 5 minutes, and he already told me. It was just like, boom.
Wow.
You know? So anyway, he's very, it's like unbelievable. But anyway, I was going to tell you that I'm sure you probably know this, but he's had a radio show on.
Yes.
But anyway, he has like somebody that was selling like a foot bath that pulled out the toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I was listening to it. It was unreal. And I haven't gotten one yet, but I plan on it. But I mean, it was just literally, they said you would not believe what comes out like through your feet.
Oh, yeah. I would, because I've done it.
It's on my wish list. I've seen the videos, and man, it is like.
I tell you what, it will make you throw up. The smell.
Oh, it's so nasty.
It's terrible. I've done it. I've got an onyx foot bath.
I've seen it.
It's horrible.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, what I've been trying to do is I've got an old pickle container that I ordered from Sportsman's Guide. It's like a 60-gallon big plastic tub that sits 4.5 feet tall. I got in it. I filled it full of filtered water, and I got in it, and I tried to use my ionic foot bath, using both sides of it, run it at once to see if it would do my whole body, and it didn't have enough strength, I guess too much water. But I tried.
Yeah.
Tried to do the whole thing. I've done my feet, and it's creepy what comes out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were talking about it, and I was like, it sounds creepy, but it still sounds like it would help.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Imagine so.
But anyway, I mean, he is not somebody that I knew personally or anything like that. This is not, I mean, this is just like, he's got unbelievable knowledge, and he's really quick with what he knows. So, I mean, anyway, I was just going to encourage you, and I didn't know the other person that encouraged you to, but I would definitely tell you, because very easy to talk to as well. But anyway, yeah, you might definitely want to go, because I mean, he'll probably help you in a heartbeat.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the heads up.
So, yeah. All righty. Have a good night.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I encourage everybody to go to see.
All right. See
Carl Schmidt. Because I'm guilty of this myself. Spending a bunch of money, wasting a bunch of money on a bunch of supplements and vitamins and things.
But that you pee out.
I'm just peeing it. I'm just taking it. I'm peeing it out, but my body's not absorbing it because I'm not taking the right stuff for me in the right way, and it's just wasting money. But he's got so many different things that he can do to find out where you need to be and what'll get you there.
Biological terrain assessment.
Yeah. And other things, too. I can't even think of all the names of the stuff he does. But, I mean, he can check all kinds of spectrums and ranges of your
well, yeah, exactly. I've heard that you have to ask specific questions to get specific answers vis-a-vis blood tests and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know 6 major blood workups done just in the last probably 3 years, and they always come back nothing abnormal.
Yeah.
But, again, I don't know what they're checking.
Yeah, you don't know what they're checking. Well, you know what you're getting, because he'll sit there and explain it to you. This is what all we're doing.
Yeah.
And if there's something else that he can't check for, he will send you in the right direction to get what you need.
All right, I'll go see him.
It's worth it.
I'll go see him, okay.
You can spend thousands of dollars trying to fix what's wrong with you, or you can spend a few $100 to find out what's wrong with you and then get the right stuff.
I just, Jason, I could sit here and spend 30, 40 minutes going over just a few doctors I've been to, and what they've all said, it's all the same thing. You know, it's in your head, you're delusional. The one that sticks in my mind is a very well-known dermatologist here in town who I will respect him, which he didn't do to me, and not give you his name, but I got an appointment. I went to see him. And, of course, you go to the waiting room, then you go to the next waiting room. So I'm in the next waiting room, and his little assistant comes in and says, "What seems to be the problem, Mr. Adams?" So I tell her. Well, apparently I have more gallons because that I'm seeing the that this is coming out. She writes it all down, gives me a funny look, and leaves. Well, he comes in, sits down in his chair, rolls over, looks at my arm for like a second and a half, rolls back, whips out his little script chart, and starts writing. I'm like, "Well, Doc, what are you doing?" He goes, "I'm writing your prescription." I said, "For what?" He said, "It's a sedative for those bugs you think you have." I'm like, okay. Thanks a lot, Doc. Appreciate that. That was into that. And then we went to one because I've got these things that fly out when I go and pull these fibers out. These little tiny, tiny, tiny white things fly out. You got to have a bright light to see them, but they come streaming out. Lynn's seen them. So doctor's going over my blood work, and he says, this. And he goes, "Well, this one's a little low," and I don't remember what it was. "This one's a little low, and, you know, that's probably an anomaly unless you think you have parasites." Lynn gave me a shot, and he caught her looking at me, and he goes, whoa, "You think you have parasites?" I said, "Well, to be honest, Doc," and I told him about that. He said, "No, you're having delusions." Lynn said, "Well, I saw them too, Doc." He goes, "Well, it's a mass delusion." And that was the end of that.
Well, obviously, they don't want you to know that they know, or...
I think, and I may be wrong here, but I think they're told not to go down that road.
I swear they're gaslighting.
We've got a pseudo-son-in-law. You know, I've talked about Tanya, our pseudo-daughter, which is really Lynn's sister's illegitimate daughter, who's only 12 years younger than us. I mean, she lived with us for a while. I took her to college. I walked her down the aisle when she got married. She married a guy who became a butt doctor. He's one of those. And several years ago, I'm talking to him, and I'm trying to explain to him about Morgellons. Three different times I'm trying to explain to him, he changes his subject. It's like he was not going to talk about it. I think they're told not to talk about it. Yep. I really do. The National Institute of Health actually had a page specifically for doctors about Morgellons, and it talks about genetics, a certain, a certain gene that's gone rogue that may cause it. It even had a phone number. Well, you have to understand how many millions of people are suffering from this, and they're getting no help and no answers from their doctor. Somebody went to the NIH website, and when they saw that page and they had that number for doctors, they started calling it. Do you blame them? They're trying to get help, and nobody's helping them. Well, when the NIH figured out that was happening, they pulled that website down. Now they swear it was never there. We got screenshots of it. It was there. But, you know, it goes back to, why would you hide something unless you've got something you don't want people to see? That's the only reason you hide stuff, is to keep people from seeing it. They know what's going on. They just don't want us to know. Nor do they want us to know that they know, if that makes sense. You know?
I know.
I know.
Yeah, I think we all do, unfortunately. But I'm suffering from it, and one of these days I won't be here. One of these days I won't be here on the radio. One of these days I won't be here. I'll shuffle off this mortal coil, as they call it, and be gone and go on to the next dimension, I guess you could say. Should be fun, actually. Kind of looking forward to it. Let's see. Well, guys, I really don't have enough time to get into any of this other stuff, so what do y'all want to talk about?
Well,
you only have, a minute left?
Well, actually, we have a minute and 43, 42, 41 seconds left.
Okay.
I could keep doing that until it's over, but, you know, no point.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say this. The powers that shouldn't be are going to bring down America's financial system. I hope everyone out there understands that. The reason they have to do that is they have to install a digital currency.
Yes.
It's going to be the predecessor to the Mark of the Beast system that's mentioned in the scriptures.
It's the blockchain that...
That Amazing Polly talked about. Mm-hmm. You have to learn to ignore the blustering about how great the economy's doing because of the blowing and going stock market. Totally divorced from one another. If you watch the behavior of Wall Street expecting to predict the crash, you're going to be one of the last people on the planet to know it's happened. Please understand that.
They already know it's coming.
Yeah, they're the ones doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and what kills me is everybody talks about, there's all kind of jobs in America. Well, yeah, service-based jobs. There are no careers in America anymore. They're jobs, no careers. Big difference, in my opinion.
Last will be first. The first will be last.
There you go. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening to us, listening to me. I appreciate it more than you know. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. That's the God, all caps, all the time, not their God. They worship Satan. We worship the one true God.